Little pop.
Oh,
was
yeah.
that a little pop?
That was indeed.
Oh, pop. Must be Freetown Radio. Woo-hoo. Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And today is a very special edition of Freetown Radio. We're going to be playing music from and discussing a new movie that's going to be debuting in Lafayette tomorrow night at 6 p.m.?
It's at 6 p.m. Yeah, that's the pre-get-together.
At the ACA.
7 p.m. movie.
And this is a film by Tom Kruger, who is joining me today in the studio, along with Dirk Powell, that he brought along for moral support.
Well, he brought me along, I should say.
And we brunked each other.
Yeah, and the theme this week is Who's in Charge, which is the name of this film. Which
You're in Charge.
You're in Charge.
You're in Charge.
I'm in Charge?
You're in Charge.
Oh, okay.
Who's in Charge?
And this is a film that was shot on location in Lafayette, featuring a cast of Lafayette locals, some of our favorite people, and some of whom had never acted before. And the film also features local music. And I believe the two guys I have in the studio today collaborated as music directors for the film. So, Tom, you basically did everything for this film. You also star in it, that's right?
I don't star in it. I have a very small Hitchcockian cameo, as I like to call it. But, no, I did, wrote, produced, directed, made the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I mean, did a lot of it, yes, but you know, it was a grassroots, a lot of people from town, and you know, then even Dirk here, you know, we did the music together. I mean, I should say it was Dirk who, you know, I came to Dirk with this and we worked together, but he's really the force behind the music. He just kind of let me play with him.
Oh, how sweet.
I mean, not like that.
So, Tom, let's go all the way back, because I know I met you about 7 years ago, and I think we both moved to Lafayette around the same time. And
that's right.
So how did you discover Lafayette? What brought you here?
Well,
what's the deal?
I should say I started getting into the music camps, you know, and I went to this place, Ashokan, and met all these great people, and I know a lot of people around here know about Ashokan, but
in upstate New York,
yeah, and they have a Southern Week, and Cajun music is a big part of it. And there, I met the Red Sticks, among other amazing Cajuns. But I got to be pretty close with them, and then like a stray dog, pretty much, I followed them back down here, as so many people do, and under the pretense of making the music video for Made in the Shade, which we did out at the Whirlybird, and it was a great time. And I just couldn't believe how incredibly helpful everybody was, and people pitched in. You know, Bruno Miller came, cooked. Dirk, you know, I mean, you were playing the piano, and everybody came along and got dressed up, and I just couldn't believe the spirit, the enthusiasm, and I stayed. I never left.
You know, the funny thing is we look back at that and we think, you know, what magic times. But it never stops here.
I know.
It's a constant thing.
Yeah.
So you were here you lived here for about 6 years, right?
That's right.
And then the last thing that you did before you left was shoot this movie with all these crazy people.
That's right. My love letter to Lafayette, basically. Yes.
So what are we going to do? We're going to play some music from the film. Let's get first I want to introduce Dirk Powell, who many of you may know. He's one of these local hack musicians in town. Every once in a while we see him up on stage and he plays a million instruments and we all hate him. But he's here with us live today, and we only hate him because he's so good on everything that he plays, and he makes us all want to burn our instruments. But he's here with us today, and he was a huge part of this film. And I'm so proud of both of you guys for doing this thing, and I can't wait to see this thing tomorrow night. And I hope everybody out there who's a fan of Freetown Radio is listening today, come on down to the ACA tomorrow night and catch this film. So, Dirk, how did you first get involved with Tom on this film?
Well, me and Tom had been working on a few projects. I mean, we worked on Made in the Shade, actually, as you just mentioned, because I had recorded that for the Red Sticks and right. kind of started collaborating on that in a few different ways. And then we made a film called Deep on Hog Mountain that we cooked up and shot kind of guerrilla style.
DeeponHogMountain.com.
There you go.
And that was with Riley Bogus?
That was with Riley Bogus and the Carolina Chocolate Drops and a bunch of other folks. Yeah, that was just kind of an idea that we had to kind of turn the tables on sort of the academic study of traditional music and kind of do a 180 on that. And so that was a blast. And we had a great time not only filming that and collaborating on that, but doing the score and doing the music together. So it was a natural fit to kind of expand that and do it with this full feature-length film. That's a half-an-hour film, but this one's full-on drama length. Right. So it was
a
blast.
This is your first feature-length film.
It's my first feature-length narrative film. I've done some other like music films and things like that that I directed and shot, right. but I'm primarily like I've done some cinematography on features, but this is my first directorial feature film. Yeah,
right. And in the past, didn't you do that? There was a 3D U2 movie.
I did. I shot a U2 in 3D, and then I did another U2 live at the Rose Bowl DVD. And
right.
Yeah.
And you had an interesting experience with Bob Dylan as well.
I did. I made a video for him and a couple
in which
videos.
He wore a wig, a long wig.
Was that a wig? I don't know. I mean, he looked amazing when he came out of the trailer. I was like, man.
Well, I know, like, I think it was the next week he played the Newport Folk Festival, and he still had that wig on.
Yeah, he got into it. He really got into that video, actually, because it was a Civil War reenactment video. It's called On the Green Mountain.
Across the Green Mountain.
That's
yeah.
it. Sorry.
A great
and,
song, too.
Yeah, and it's a great video, and I was so lucky to get to direct that.
Very nice. So tell us a little bit about, I don't want to give the film away, but a little bit of a synopsis of who's in charge. And
You're in charge. It's called You're in Charge.
Oh, You're in Charge.
Yeah. You're in charge.
No, I thought you were telling me that I'm in charge.
No. It's called, that's Abbott what's so great about the title. Who's on third? Anyway, it's called, so it's about.
Well, let me cross that off on my notes. I have yeah, who's better. In charge. I'm going to write.
You're in charge.
So I'm in charge.
Yes.
No, the movie's shut up. Okay.
All right, we've established the theme for this week. It's called You're in Charge.
Yeah.
Not Who's exactly. in Charge, as I misstated. But you know, this is live radio. And I also forgot to tell people that the song that we heard at the top of the show was Corey Little Poplar Day, as if you couldn't guess.
Yeah. And he was in the movie, and that's actually a scene, so that was just played live in the Blue Moon, right, like that, and that really was me saying,
roll
cameras, go, and boom, he took off. And then the funny thing about that is that once he did it and we recorded and we were happy, then we did the scene, and in the scene, we just clicked, like everybody had to pretend it was playing, but they're all dancing and trying to pretend that the music, but everybody's quiet while the people are kind of yelling the dialogue back and forth. And then we lay it all on top and edit
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I was there that night. It's
probably
to remember
a bunch
something
of people
that,
were.
Of course, you're in charge. So why is, I think your big connection to Lafayette really started with music.
Oh,
so naturally, when you shot a film down here, music is going to be a central core thing to this movie. So tell me how you went about gathering the musicians or putting the music together, what you wanted, and
okay.
and why.
Cool. In
3,000 words or less.
Okay. No, I'll start it off, and then I can even hand it over to Dirk a little bit, because I mean, there was no question that Dirk and I were going to do the music together, and it was a great collaboration. I mean, I had been editing for a while, and I'd use a lot of other music from Cedric to whoever, and I'd put it in there just to help me edit. But then we knew that we were going to be doing the music together, and I would kind of come some ideas I'd have, little sketches. I had notes on ideas, but you know, I was pretty open and loose, and then came down and we started working together, and it was such a I mean, from a director's standpoint, it was an incredible experience working with Dirk. And you would, I'd have these rough ideas and ideas of where I needed the music and what the music was supposed to do. And I'd occasionally like play something for him really rough that I had tweaked. And then he would just take it there, you know, and just instruments and what he heard. And then we would work together and back and forth. But for the most part, it would be me and him kind of coming up with ideas if I didn't already have one or two, and then Dirk just flying. And I thought sometimes I would like try to play some of the instruments, you know, but when it came down to it, like you said, he's just so damn good on it that there's a few there. I'm on some of it, but you know, really, he just flew with it.
Well, it was
a pleasure. So
it was great to have Dirk on that, on this, not only because he's such a great musician, because his heart is really in it.
And yeah.
You know, this is what Lafayette is all about. It's all about heart.
Then you really, like, what was that like for you?
Well, that experience for me was, I was actually, you know, what you brought to the table was so strong and so great that to me that was like a delight because, you know, you just have a natural, open, creative flow. And so those melodies that you came up with and the parts that you played had that heart and soul in them already, you know. So, I mean, we used a lot more of them than we thought we were going to, actually. I mean, some of them we thought were sketches. And then we thought, well, we'll replace that, you know, with a different version. But we ended up using a lot of them because they had all the heart and soul. And like you say, that's the nature of this area. That's the nature of the film. And that's the nature of, you know, the values that people here have. And that comes across in the film, both in the music and the acting, which is done by a lot of local people who don't have a ton of experience, but they put everything they had in it, just like we're talking about. And the whole film is like that.
Several lead actors never even acted before, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been acting all their lives, but Caroline Helm and Toby Rodriguez and Curtis Norris and Kara St. Clair Garusko. But they were all – and Jim Phillips. I mean, they were all like I wrote it with them in mind, and I feel like they just all they had to do was show up, and they were great, and they worked their asses off, and I know they never had any idea how hard it was going to be, but they never stopped, and they really did an amazing job, which I can't wait for people to see how good they are in it.
I can't wait to see it. Why don't we run the opening credit for the film, the music, and get a little taste of that, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, okay, and then we'll, yeah.
Thank you. Wow. Yet another track from Corey Little Poplet Day. You know what's so great about this is I get to hear the music that's without seeing the film, which to me is like a whole separate other thing. It's going to be so strange watching the picture and having that in the background and not having that as the main focus. But it's great that we have the music today as the main focus.
I got to say, that was Corey. He was playing the accordion, but we Dirk like wrote it all and we set it to the music and it changes keys from C for the girls and the boys get the G and the boys get the zydeco and the girls get the more Cajun. And then Corey came in and his part was just the zydeco accordion piece that he did over the top of it.
Right. Well, I think what I want to do now, let's play a couple of more tracks. Let's get some music in, and then we'll come back and talk. What do we have up next? This
is my Eddie getting ready to see his daughter.
Okay, so this is a character played by Curtis Norris.
Curtis Norris, yeah, or Lewis C. Norris, as he likes to be credited. And he's getting ready to go to his daughter's birthday party, and where he's not the most graceful there, but then it goes from him getting ready, and then suddenly you'll hear clearly when he's at the party, and I wonder if you can guess that point in the song where he's at the party.
All right, so Carl, if you would hit me with Curtis Racetrack on your list there. This is track number 3. There we go. Such a sweet little piece. So what was going on there? Who's playing that one?
Oh, that's pretty much all Dirk. And Richard Como was, right?
Mm-hmm. Richard Como on the pedal steel guitar.
And Christian Duga on the drums. He played all the drums and a lot of percussion, which is great. I mean, he's a really talented drummer from Winnipeg originally. But yeah, between that crew, kind of him laying down a lot of foundation with drums, and then me and Tom and Corey Ledet and Richard Como, that was kind of the... Got all the flavors with that combination.
Oh, beautiful. And what was that scene all about? What does that set up, that little piece?
It sets up our hero, or one of them, in his story. He's just trying to get back in with his family after getting out of prison. And he's struggling. I can just say that. The scene takes place at the Cart Ranch, which is really pretty funny. Right. And... yeah, that's him just trying to get back in with his own family, and it's a little painful to watch.
Yeah, well, we're really happy that Curtis is back in town. He's been away for a while. He's been up in Alaska.
Yeah,
learning how to be a nurse,
which he brought to the movie because he plays a wannabe doctor, and he had all that stuff. Man, he would show up and he knew everything. All hemoglobin, you know, whatever. He could just spit it out like nobody's business.
Oh yeah. Well, I remember the first time that I met Curtis, and I was completely blown away by his intellect and his sense of humor. What a character!
Exactly.
So he really picked a great guy for this film. Let's talk about some of the other people in the film. We have Toby Rodriguez. Mm. Which a lot of people down here know. He's already famous. He's been on an episode of Tremé that was shot down here, where we recreated the Fikitaik Mardi Gras. And he was also on Anthony Bourdain's cooking show. I forget what the name of that was.
No Reservations.
No Reservations, right?
No, he was amazing in that. And he's just a fixture of this town. And I mean, there was no way I couldn't put him in the movie. He's just too fun to watch.
Yeah, and he looks great on film, too. He kind of looks like a young Jean-Paul Belmondo.
He does. If you just came up with that on your own, that's exactly what he looks like. That is so funny.
Yeah. And we have Caroline Helm, who many of you out there know from her band The Figs. And Caroline's quite a character, and she puts on the New Moon Review a couple of times a year over at the Blue Moon. And she's always bringing out a lot of local talent. And another quite a character for the film. So you have Caroline, these two strong personalities, and Toby Rodriguez working against each other.
They're married.
They're married.
Which is quite a sight to see. She's pregnant, and it's pretty sweet. They have great chemistry together. And the fact that everybody knew each other was priceless. You know, they brought it all. They brought it all.
Right. And of course we have Kara St. Clair.
Yep.
Who is a local gem, who's a young lady who's wise beyond her years. I've seen her in many productions down here, and she never fails to disappoint.
Yeah, she was also billed as a sort of acting coach because she really helped everybody else in ways that they needed it. So she was the strong, her and Mary Kay Place, who, you know, is a seasoned professional, came from LA, and they
well let's talk about Mary Kay Place for a second, because maybe there's some people out there that don't know. Apart from all the local talent that's in the film, there's actually a bona fide movie star, I guess you'd call her, in the film.
Yeah.
In the form of Mary Kay Place. What are some of the movies that she's been in?
Oh, she's been in The Big Chill. She was very big on a TV show called Mary Hartman, which they did like 350 episodes. And she plays Loretta Haggers, the country singer. And she just was a friend, because I had shot another couple movies that she was in. And then she's from Oklahoma, so her accent, I mean, she was able to fit right in. I mean, you know, not with the Cajun accent, but, you know, a lot of people from the South, which is actually north of here, come on down. So it fit pretty nicely. And she just raised everybody's game. They were like, yeah, sure, Tom, you're going to make a movie. Ah, oh, that'll be fun, whatever. And then suddenly, like, wait, Mary Kay Place is here, and then she's here, and she doesn't let up. She really, I'm trying not to swear. She really is hard on everybody and raised everybody's game.
And she kicks butt.
She kicks butt. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
I thought so.
You can say butt.
And also in this film, we have a larger-than-life character in Jim Phillips, who's been a ringleader down here for many years, who's also not from here. He's a transplant. And boy, has he done a lot for the community and created the Whirly Bird out in Opelousas. And
yeah, all great. And I got to say, too, the film is dedicated to the memory of Hadley Castile, who plays a role in the film. He's great. I mean, he was there quite a bit. And you know, he's a fixture, and certainly was. And it's dedicated to his memory.
Oh, that's sweet. I had no idea that Hadley was even in the film. Why don't we play a couple of more? Can we go down the list here, Carl, and just play the next two? Let's get a little bit of a feel right before we hit the halfway mark.
Yeah, this stuff is a little more.
But first, I want to say we're right around the halfway mark of Freetown Radio. You're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And, you know, Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on 88.7 on your FM dial. And today we're doing a live show from the plush but not overly ostentatious Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. So we're going to move along. We have Tom Kruger and Dirk Powell in the studio today. They're discussing their new film called You're in Charge. And we're going to hear a little bit more music from the film, and then we're going to come back and talk a little more. Thank you. All right. Those three really pretty pieces from the film. And the thing that really strikes me about this music is that it sounds like Lafayette. It doesn't sound like any other place.
It is.
And it doesn't sound like a made-for-TV movie about Lafayette either. It sounds like the real deal, especially with a little pop in there. So I'd like to ask you guys, what was it like, you know, the process of you two collaborating on the film and what happens as you go along? I mean, we always have an idea in our head of point A and a point B where we want to get to, but things always happen along the way. Am I being too out there on this question? Or?
I mean, it's probably like any songwriting, I guess, you know, but we have a story that we've got to enhance and not take away from and enhance. And for me as a director, I'm trying to definitely hit certain emotional notes without it being a frying pan over the head, you know, and like that one of the songs in there, that middle song with the little mandolin, and I mean that's a very heavy scene, and it's like the kind of the tragic almost ending of one of our characters, and he's fallen apart, and you know, so the idea is just to try to touch on it, and we kind of created these melodies together, and then those would represent different characters. You know, that was one of the things that we would do a lot. And so each character would have their own little melody, or each moment, or each subplot would have like the relationship between the father and the son. They had a certain tune that we would kind of go back on. And then we would have to set it right into the movie, which wasn't always easy. And we can continue to talk a little bit, but the next song is a really good example of like, all the timings we had to do, and
yeah, the one that we'll play next was a scene with the beginning of a birth of a woman being in labor, and
no plot spoiler.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. And you know, it was really fun to get as creative as you could with that, and going to some other time signatures that aren't your standard, you know, 4/4 or 3/4 or whatever. So we. We really built something, but the thing, like you mentioned, that I really like about it is that we did things like with the next cue that are the kind of things that are done in, you know, big movies or TV shows or whatever, the different time signatures that are done in other kinds of music, but it really does sound local. Like nothing about it was done in a way that didn't sound organic and didn't sound from here. And, you know, when we recorded it all, my studio out there on Bayou Teche, which is near Parks, Louisiana, my air conditioning was broken, so we were even in there sweating away. You know what I mean? Even the feel of the inside of the studio felt like the outside of the studio. You know, we had – it really felt like we were just immersed in Louisiana when we recorded all this stuff. So it does feel to me like it gets the emotional content that we needed, and it you know, it does frame the story and the drama and the characters in the way that it needed to. But like you said, it still sounds very rooted in this place, and it really was.
So why don't we play that track? What number is that, Tom?
It's number 7.
Carl, Mr. Maestro, can you hit number 7? Thanks. was pretty incredible.
I can't wait for you guys to see the scene that that accompanies.
So tell me what's going on in that song. Who's playing what in that?
I'm on the, well, I think we call it a it might have been the mandolin or the cavaquinha, I can't remember, and I'm just the mandolin-sounding instrument. And
right.
What else was it? And I was playing upright and a few other things, guitar and some other sounds. A lot of that was Christian Duga playing percussion and drums, because that's, like, most of that was in 7/8. It kind of goes out of the time signature of 7/8 into these other things.
Right.
But, I mean, to play that with feel, if you're not used to playing those kinds of time signatures, but to still have a feel, it's not that easy to do.
And the,
but it gives tension, you know.
The cavaquinho in there, that's a Portuguese instrument?
Yeah, we had we switched off, but sometimes, like Dirk said, we would sit there, he and I, and play whatever instruments were sitting there and kind of come up with these ideas. And sometimes they stuck, like there's a piece, this next one coming up, you'll hear, where I played it on guitar, and Dirk played it on guitar with me, and then Richard Como came in and took over my part, which sounds amazing. It turned into a pedal steel instead of a guitar, a resonator guitar, which I was playing. There's a lot of different instruments.
Why don't we hear that? That would be cut 9?
That would be cut 9, yeah.
We play that, Carl. Thanks. Another beauty.
Yeah, that's Derek and the whole gang, man. Richard Como, God, that's just, as soon as I heard, Derek, was his idea to bring him in, and as soon as I heard him, like what we were talking about earlier, each instrument has a kind of an emotional moment and an intention, and as soon as we started hearing him play, we were kind of scrambling to just see all the different stuff that we could put him on, because he's so soulful in his playing, and even on that song, and there's a whole bunch of stuff where it just would give me goosebumps just listening to him play.
I was just about to say, I had the frissons while I was listening to that one.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful stuff.
Yeah, that's an interesting cue in that it starts kind of with that melody that's a little bit more moody, and then it goes into that waltz, and during that scene of that waltz, it's Toby walking after he's been through something kind of intense, and somehow, you know, certain things match up sometimes, and the rhythm of that waltz with his walk, it's just burned into my mind. Like, when you see that, it's one of those things that just fit, and it's, you know, we were talking about that earlier, but you want to sort of capture the emotion without making it melodramatic. You want to intensify the emotion of the actors without altering the emotion, and when you do it right, that's what happens, and it seems like it happened with that tune. It just fit, you know. Sometimes does it, and that one did.
Yeah, well, all I can say is it sounds like magic. So if anybody's tuning in late, You are listening to Freetown Radio, and we're not having a normal Freetown Radio show today. This is a live show, and I have Tom Kruger, director of a new film that's making its world premiere in Lafayette tomorrow at the ACA in Lafayette on Vermilion Street, and I believe it airs at 6 o'clock.
Doors open at 6 and the movie starts at 7.
Well, thank God that Don's is open an hour before that. Because I think we're going to all meet over there and all be nervous for the film right along with you.
I get y'all some Bloody Marys.
So I'm really excited about this film. I know you guys obviously are excited because it's your film. But there's a lot of us down here that have been waiting for this a long time. And, you know, we figured we'd probably be able to, like, you know, glum some free tickets off you. But instead, like a couple of weeks ago, we bought like a ton of them.
I'm glad about that. I did have a screening before, you know, for the cast and crew so they could get in on it. But this is its world premiere. I couldn't think of anywhere else to do it. I mean, it had to be here.
No. Well, you're going to have to come back and do it again after this one. Because I've been hearing from all these people, oh, no, I have a gig that night or blah, 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 blah. And there's a lot of people upset that they're going to miss it. So you're definitely going to have to do it again. What I want to do is I'd like to hear some more music from the movie.
Sounds good.
What do you think you want to hear?
I would go right into, you know, 10, and then 10 is like a, you know, really the climax of the film, and then we have the, you know, and we got a, and then I have a, I brought a bunch of songs that just are in the movie that I, you know, Eric Fry and Lindsay Young and a Josh Caffrey song that they all did for the Red Stick Ramblers. It was just perfect for me in the film, and I just needed that. And so I asked Josh if it was okay, and then I got Eric and Lindsay and Joel and Kelly, a whole bunch of the people up there, Clelia, and they all played on it, and Emma like clogged on it, and everything was just fantastic. And that's in the movie, and it's a big part of the movie, but it's Katrina, and we can, you know. Yeah. So I used a bunch of different stuff from them. And
yeah, once again, I want to say that, you know, there's such a wealth of talent down here that you have such a huge pool to draw from, and everybody is completely related, you know, in this scene, which really makes it a really beautiful thing. So let's hear a couple of more cuts of music. Why don't we go from 10? Do you want to go from 10 through that Red Stick Ramblers song?
Sure, yeah, about? That'll give you that's a few minutes there.
Yeah, because we got about 14 minutes left. You want to cue up the next one? Let's let a few of them roll. We'll be right back. Fading Strains of the Red Stick Ramblers. And what a perfect way to end our little conversation today. So we started with these guys that brought you down to Southwest Louisiana.
It's all their fault.
It is all their fault. And I just want to say what a joy it is to have you two guys come in here and lay this stuff on me, completely taken aback. I mean, I knew it was going to be great, but I thought I was going to be hearing like little boring music snippets of that nobody would understand. But the music on its own is so entertaining and so well done, and I just want to say...
Thank you. The sound of two hands clapping. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Thanks. Both my hands. Because I'm in charge.
Yes, that's right.
You are.
Oh, no, you're in charge.
Yes, I am.
So we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to go out with a song by Mr. Hadley Castile, who you're dedicating the movie to. And for those of you who don't know, he was a giant of a music figure down here. And sadly, he left us too soon. And I'm sure his spirit really, he was quite a character. And I'm sure his spirit really pervades this film, which I can't wait to see. Which, folks, it's tomorrow night. Like Jim Phillips says, if you miss it, you really didn't miss anything, except everything. So I want to thank everybody for listening to Freetown Radio. Tom Kruger, thank you so much for coming in.
You bet.
We can't wait to see your film. Dirk, what can I say? I am bowing down to you in the studio as we speak. What
appreciate
a great
that.
Job and what a great collaboration.
Thank you.
And what a great bunch of guys. Thanks for coming to Freetown Radio. You know, Freetown Radio comes to you every week at 3, following American Roots, another fine program on NPR. And the show is also rebroadcast at 1 a.m., late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. We're going to go out with Hadley Castile. There's my alarm on my phone going off that I forgot to shut off.
That was Hadley's marimba favorite. Thumb piano
Hadley
face.
Hadley play marimba.
So we're going to go out with a little tune by Mr. Hadley Castile. And I forget the name of the album that this is off. I probably can't pronounce the title anyway. I can't see it from over here, but that's all right. And the song is called... Les Swing Cajun. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow night, Saturday, 6 o'clock at the ACA for the world premiere of You're in Charge. Everybody have a great weekend. Take care of each other.
Texas, et dans la pchard, t'avais joué l'accordéon avec le swing band du Grand Texas. On m'a fait ma halle et des yeux blanches et bronzés. J'ai décidé, je l'assieds, j'ai pour la faire plaisir. C'était la première fois, moi j'ai vu ma belle danser la musique à Jack comme ça. Le voyage en jambe ici, le voyage en jambe là-bas. A tourné en blanc de voile, est tombé dedans mes bras. A glissé une fois à gauche. A glissé deux fois à droite, a tourné en rond de voile, est tombé dedans mes bras. We'll be right back.
Saint Jean là-bas. À tous les orants de voir la tomber dans mes bras. Régis une fois à gauche, et Grigie deux fois à droite. Tous les orants de voir la tomber dans mes bras. Et on met ma belle au bas dessus un samedi soir, le 20 juin, nuit du Grand Texas. Et de notre chère, t'as joué le gourdillon avec le swing band du Grand Texas. Allez, des îles blanches et bouillonnées, j'ai décidé, je rasillais juste pour la faire plaisir. Dès la première fois, moi j'ai vu ma belle danser la musique à Jane comme ça. Voyez une jambe ici, et voyez une jambe là-bas. À tourner en rond de voile, elle est tombée dedans mes bras. A glisser une fois à gauche, a glisser deux fois à droite. À tourner en rond de voile, elle est tombée dedans mes bras.
This week on Local Produce Live, Lost Bayou Ramblers, Bastille. Watch the new video only on KRVS.org. KRVS, keeping South Louisiana music live.
Greetings, I'm Jake Hebert.
And I'm Adam Chouard. Join us every Friday at midnight for the Sound Club radio program.
Your home for left-field pop gems from today to yesteryear.
Here on 88.7 FM, KRVS.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.